Witnesses say he appeared jovial. Bill Cosby is headed into a courtroom. It's a place he did not want to be. He is in Norristown, Pennsylvania, for a trial. And it's the only criminal case to arise from all those accusations that were made against Mr. Cosby by women. And we have watched them, heard their stories. Some interesting things. He was accompanied by an actress who played his daughter on his famous TV show, Keisha Knight Pulliam. And his wife was not present in the courtroom. Unusual. She has been present for all these public spectacles and accusations. It is a trial that is going to be watched around the world. What's at stake and what may happen? Richard Roth is joining us, a New York-based attorney. Richard, welcome. How are you?
Well, thank you. Welcome. I'm fine, thank you.
All right, Richard, a long time coming. Did you think there was a chance when this all began that this would never happen?
I did, because it happened so long ago that the statute of limitations becomes a very important element of bringing a matter. I mean, he is alleged to have done this to 60 women. That's 60, which is, you know, it's a number which is unheard of. It's unheard of. And so that many women came out and said, he did it to me, too. But we're going. He's going forward, and he faces some very serious penalties.
He does, and some of the other women are going to tell their story. How important is it that those other women are going to be heard in this trial?
I think it's very important. Not only is it important to hear them, but they're going to be, they've announced they're going to sit in that trial every day. And just as a juror, you know, there's a lot, jurors are supposed to take evidence from what's said, from the testimony, from the documents, but there's a lot to be said about them sitting there and listening to him and essentially saying that this guy deserves what the prosecutor wants to give him. So I think not only is their testimony important, but their physical presence is very important. And the most important thing, as you just reported, is Bill's testimony. I mean, Mr. Cosby had testified at a deposition, essentially, that he drugged her.
Yeah, his own words.
And, the evidence appears to be very strong. We will certainly see. Obviously, the proof is in the pudding. But it seems as if this guy's he's got some big problems.
He's got some big problems. And, you know, already the accuser has been trashed. Is that still the way of the world in these cases?
You got to be very gentle. When you accuse a victim of anything, particularly a rape and a molestation or the actual allegations that have been made in this case, you have to be very careful because it could come back to bite you. It's certainly not the accuser's fault that she resisted him all the time. It's certainly not the accuser's fault that she knew him and she wanted to, since she had a friendship with him. Nor is it her fault that he actually put drugs in her drink and engaged in inappropriate sexual conduct. So you got to be careful. You accuse a victim, and jurors don't like that. And she's a victim here. Let's be clear.
Has the mindset changed, and how much does that happen and matter in a courtroom? Because we've been talking about this, you know, as a society in a whole new way in many different other cases. Has our tolerance for it changed, or do we have a president in the United States and we know what he said on tape?
Well, you know, it cuts both ways. On the one hand, everyone has heard, everyone in the last couple years has heard about Bill Cosby and his inappropriate conduct. People literally came out of the woodwork. And as I said, it's 60 women. So on the one hand, jurors have this preconception that he's a pig and that he's totally inappropriate. On the other hand, the judge is going to tell the jurors more than once that they have to base this on the evidence in front of them, not on the perception, but on the evidence in front of them. And quite frankly, even though we have changed our society, some could argue, tolerate this more? Not this. I mean, this is just, you know, you don't tolerate the drugging of any human being and inappropriate touching. It's just, I hope that we haven't come that far.
No, but how much is resting on this? You know, we had a similar trial here in Canada of a CBC performer, Jean Gomeshi. It was big news here. And when some of the women were found to have had what they called post-assault contact. It affected the trial, and it got the whole country talking. Is this going to be a template for how America moves forward in these kind of things? I mean, this is about more than Bill Cosby, isn't it?
It is, and I hope it's, you know, I hope it's a lesson and it's a warning. You know, it's just the old golden rule: do unto others as you would yourself. And when you do something like that, when you actually engage in such desperation mm-hmm. to inappropriately rape, whatever you want to call it, a woman, I'm hoping that even though we are desensitized, we are less sensitive than we were, I'm hoping that this type of thing really shocks the conscience. And I think that Bill Cosby has been looked at as sort of a standard, like it doesn't get worse. Even the Donald Trump stuff that happened, you know, 9 months ago mm-hmm. with all of his grabbing and et cetera, and all mm-hmm. this stuff with the Billy Bush interview, that was totally inappropriate, but that was, and believe me, I never would condone it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
That was, you know, that was like five, six women or seven women that came out afterward, maybe eight. this is, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of women. So I'm hoping that this is it's a very loud stance by the women's rights groups to say, we don't, you know, you should go to trial. You should go to trial. You should go to jail if you engage in this with one woman, let alone dozens and dozens. So hopefully it'll raise the awareness of the country, both in Canada and in the U.S., to say it's just not acceptable.
You know, he walked in the courtroom today, Richard, with the actress who played his daughter on the TV show. What a move. And yes. This is part of it, too, isn't it? I mean, he was known as America's dad. You know, we kind of let people off in this way. Look what happened with the trial of Michael Jackson. If people like someone or feel connected to someone from an entertainment point of view, it has clouded their judgment. He pulled it out today. He used it.
He did. He's also using the race card. But the problem today is his wife should be standing with him. I understand his television daughter's there. But where's the wife? And again, perception is very important in these trials. He needs to have his wife there. Why? Where is she? A dentist? Why would she mm-hmm. not? It's the most important, you know, couple weeks in his life, quite frankly, because he's facing a potentially 10-year jail term. So this could be the end of his life if he loses. But the fact that she was there is an interesting play, but he's got to have his wife with him. I mean, she should be walking by his side, too. And that, so as much as it's sort of from a perception point, it's sort of beneficial for him to have his daughter from television there, it's equally detrimental that the wife is not standing by his side saying, this is my husband, and I stand by.
If she shows up later, is that a play, do you think, that then it would have been planned if she shows up tomorrow?
Possibly, if I'm on the Bill Cosby defense team, I'm saying you better be here. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a reason why. Maybe, she couldn't have had something more important. That's clear.
No.
Maybe there's a reason why she wasn't there. Maybe she's going to be a witness, although I doubt it. Maybe they want to bring her in tomorrow, and maybe they're alternating between the two. I don't know. But he, you know, and the fact that he was jovial, as we just reported.
Bad move.
I would be serious.
Yeah.
I would be stand up, right, and I would just take this. You know, you don't want to show any emotion. It's like playing the mm-hmm. game of poker. Jovial is almost like a slap in the face of these women. So I think that it may backfire. But again, it's going to come down to the evidence. The judges are going to keep telling it comes down to the evidence.
Let's face it. This is about his legacy, isn't it? This is not just a criminal trial.
Oh, yeah. This. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's about his legacy. It's not just a criminal trial. It's about how people view him for the rest of his life.
Oh, I think he's already been. I think how people view him is over. Whether he wins the trial or not, I think that his, if you will, you know, his reputation is over. The one thing you learn in any business is your reputation is everything. You can't put a price on it. I think that his reputation is shot, whether he wins it or not. If he wins it, maybe he wins it. Maybe the prosecutor doesn't prove one of the elements of the claim. But it's sad. It's sad that for him that this is what his life became. But you know what? If this is what he did, then this is what he deserves, because it's just repulsive that he would actually engage in this conduct over and over and over and over again.
Final question. Should the statute of limitations be erased in some cases? It's been so frustrating as we hear these stories when it comes to Bill Cosby and even others.
You know, there's two arguments there. The answer is, on something like this, you would say no, because if you engage in this heinous crime, then there should never be a statute. On the other hand, if it's so many years ago, people forget, memories fade, people recreate the facts, and there should be a time period for most crimes where there isn't a statute of limitations. In many states, the murder, there's no statute. The cold cases that have come up from 20, 30 years ago. One could argue, and I think I would support it, that in the case of a rape, an actual rape, then maybe we shouldn't have a statute of limitations. If you're forcibly, you know, penetrating a woman, then maybe there should, and you're drugging her to do it, and no less, then maybe there shouldn't be a statute of limitations, because it's just so vile and so disgusting that if it's found out later, then that shouldn't be a bad thing. And let's not forget, most women, I've represented women in these situations, most women do not come out and say it initially. They're embarrassed, they're humiliated, they're totally distraught. So maybe there shouldn't be one.
Thank you so much. We're going to follow this. Richard Roth, we'll have you back. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.